We're up to Perek Sheni, the second chapter of Hilchos Tefillah. In most standard Rambams, that will be on Daf Yud Beis. B'mei Rabban Gamliel, in the time of Rabban Gamliel, Rabu HaPikosim B'Yisrael, there were many heretics in Israel. By Matsirin L'Yisrael, they would make problems, make troubles to the Jews. Masisan Osam Moshev Makri Hashem, they would try to influence them to turn away from God. This is referring to the various heretical groups, probably the Christians as well, who would try to undermine Judaism and win Jews away from the Torah. Kivin Shira, Shazu Gedola Mikol Tzarchem B'nei Adam, when Rabbi Gamliel saw that this was the greatest of all needs to maintain our spiritual integrity in the face of this harassment from the heretics, the Minim, Amadur Beis Dino, so he and his court arose, Vizkin Brachachas, and he instituted a blessing, Shetia Boshaela, Malifni Hashem, that there should be a request from Hashem, La Beit Abakursim, to destroy the heretics. Kavo Sabatvila, he instituted this, established it in the Shemoneh Esrei prayer, Vishia Rucha Befia Kol, so it should be arranged in everyone's mouth. Nimtsuka, Bracha Shabatvila, Tisha Esrei Brachas. Therefore, it comes out that instead of the 18, we have 19 blessings in the Shemoneh Esrei. Lacha Beis, Chol Tvila Shabachal Yom, Mitzvah Adam Tisha Esrei Brachas, Eilu Ala Seder. Each prayer, each day, a person prays these 19 blessings in order. The Medvar Memorial, when does this apply? When his mind is concentrating and his tongue is able to fluently read. If he was busy and pressed, or his tongue sort of is not able to pray at length and fluently. You should pray the first three blessings, brachachas main kol ha'amtzayos, and a middle blessing that is a summary of the middle 13, shalosh achronos, and the last three, v'yotzidei chavotzim, and he fulfills his obligation. Halacha gimel. V'zoya brachas shetiknu main kol ha'amtzayos. The following is the text of the blessing that's sort of a summary of the middle ones. Avineinu Hashem lekinu l'dasas d'rachecha, help us understand Hashem our God to know your ways. Circumcise our hearts to your fear. In the text of my Rambam, it reads, L'sloach heyelanu lios geulim, which doesn't, I don't think it's correct. In the Gemara, the version is, V'tislach lanu lios geulim. Forgive us so that we should be redeemed. And I assume that that's the proper text. V'chaknu m'machov, keep us far from pain, Rashneinu, Ushachneinu, B'naos Arteinu, give us the fullness and let us rest in the beauty of your land. When the folks from Abba Tikabates, gather together the dispersed from the four corners of the earth. V'tom B'datecha Yishafetu, those who err in your way should be judged. V'roshom Ton of Yedecha, and over the wicked you should lift up your hand. V'ismuchu Tzadikim B'binyin Yirecha, let the righteous rejoice in the building of your city. V'tikanei Chalecha, and the fixing of your palace, with smichas kerem David avdecha, and the coming to power of David your servant, v'richas nelav and Yishai mishichecha, and having the lamp of the son of Yishai your anointed one, ternikra, before we even call out atasana you will answer, kadavashinam, as it says v'yatem yikov v'niyena, before they call out I shall answer, odim adabrin v'niyeshma, they are still speaking and I already hear. For you answer at all times, you redeem and save from all oppression. Baruch atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, shunei tefillah, who hears prayer. That's a summary. If you look carefully in this blessing, you'll see that each of the 13 blessings is summarized in three or four words. Halacha dalet, b'medvar mamurim b'mosachama. When can you say this shortened blessing in the summer? Ava b'mosag shaman, but in the winter time, enu mispal havinenu, you cannot pray the havinenu prayer. Because you have to request for rain in the blessing of the years, and there's no place for this in this blessing. On the night after Shabbos or Yom Tov, you do not pray Avinenu. Because you have to say the Avdolah prayer on Chonin Adas, and that also has no place in this prayer. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, you pray seven blessings in each of the Shemoneh Esreis, each of the prayers of the four prayers of the day. Sholosh Rishonos and Sholosh Achronos, the first three, as always, and the last three. Ubracham Tzoras Neinos Hayom, and the middle blessing on the subject of that day. Shabbos Chosm Bebracha Emtzois Mekadosh HaShabbos. On Shabbos, you conclude the middle blessing with the words, who sanctifies the Shabbos. Ubergolam Chosm Ba Mekadosh Yisroel Vazmanim. And on the holidays, you finish, you seal off the blessing, who sanctifies Israel in the times. Mahaya Shabbos Yom Tov, if it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, Chosm Ba Mekadosh HaShabbos Yisroel Vazmanim. Then you seal, end off by saying, who sanctifies the Shabbos, the Jewish people, and the times. Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, Chosman Ba, you end it. Melech HaKol Aretz, Mekadosh Yisroel V'Yom HaZikaron, the king of the whole world, who sanctifies Israel on the day of remembrance. Mahaya Shabbos, if it was on a Shabbos, Chosman Ba, you conclude it. Melech HaKol Aretz, Mekadosh HaShabbos Yisroel V'Yom HaZikaron, the king of the whole world, who sanctifies the Shabbos and Israel on the day of remembrance. Halach Avav, the Medvam, and more and more do we say this with Tfilas Arvus and Shachris HaMincha, concerning the evening, morning, and afternoon prayer. On the Musaf prayer of Rosh Hashanah, Mispalel Tesha Brachos. There are nine blessings. Shalosh Rishonos, the first three. Shalosh Achronos, the last three. Shokol Yom of every day. The Shalosh Emtzoyos, and then there's the three middle ones. Yishonam and Emtzoyos and Yonam Malchios. The first of the middle deals with the divine kingship. Shneirs Achronos, the second with the remembrance. Shlishis, the third is Shofros, deals with the theme of Shofar. The Chosim B'chalachs Mehen Minyana. Each one has a ending related to its subject. Halacha Zayin. B'yom Yipurim is followed by Chol Tfilah, B'chomesh Tfilah, Sheva Brachos. In Yom Kippur, on each of the five prayers of the day, you say seven blessings. Shalosh Hashonos, Shalosh Achronos, V'mtzayis Mein Ayom, the first three, the last three as usual, and the middle one on the subject of the day, of Yom Kippur. B'chosim B'chalachas Mehen, and you end each one of them, Melech HaKol Aretz, the king of the whole world, Mekadosh Yisrael V'yom Yipurim, who sanctifies Israel and Yom Kippur. V'mchol Yis B'Shabbos, if Yom Kippur falls on a Shabbos, Chosim B'chol Tfilah Mehen, you conclude each of the prayers, Melech HaKol Aretz, Mekadosh HaShabbos, V'Yisrael V'yom Kippurim, the king of the whole world who sanctifies Shabbos and Israel and Yom Kippur. Halacha Ches, the Medrash Memorim B'Yom Tzom Shekol Shana V'Shana. This applies on the Yom Kippur of every year. Of the Yom Tzom Shel Shnas HaYovel, on Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, the 50th Jubilee year, Mispal Tzilas HaMusaf M'Teisha Brachos K'moshim Mispal B'Musaf Rosh Hashanah. You pray on Musaf the same nine blessings that you pray of, on Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. The most in the Brachos ask me they're the exact same ones. L'Pals V'Layos, no more, no less. The Mispal L'Nos and El B'Zman Sheyovel Noeg. This applies only in the time of the when the Yovel applies, and those laws no longer apply. L'Chates, B'chol Tfilah, Ma Tfilas Paseach Kodom L'Vracha Rishonah, Hashem Svasei Tiftech Ofiyagit Yelasecha. In each of the Shemoneh Esreis, you begin before the first blessing by quoting the sentence, Hashem, open up my lips and my mouth will relate your praises. Shechotzim b'sof ha'tfila, when he ends at the end of the prayer, Omer, he says, Yiyu l'ratzon emethi, the Gomer, may the words of my mouth be according to your will, be acceptable, and so on. V'achekach tzor l'achorav, then he takes the steps backwards. Yud, v'rash yechadashim b'chol ha'shamoed n'sval ha'ar v'shachas ha'mincha, Teisha Esri Brachas, and Rosh Chodesh, and Chol HaMoed, you daven the three regular prayers of evening, morning, and afternoon with the 19 blessings, Kishar Yomim like every other day. The Omim Bavoda, Lekev, Lekev, Sinai, Yalav Yavo. But he adds in the blessing of Avoda, the blessing that begins with Ritzei, the special prayer of Yalav Yavo. The Musaf, on Musaf, the Chol HaMoed, the Spal Tfilas, and Musaf, Kosh HaSpal B'Yom Tov. On Chol HaMoed, you say the same Musaf prayer that you would on Yom Tov. Rosh Chodeshim on Rosh Chodesh and the new moon, the Spalos Sheva Brachos, you pray seven blessings. Shalosh Rishonos, Shalosh Achronos, V'mtzois, Mein Karban Rosh Chodesh. The regular first three and last three. And the middle one related to the sacrifice of the new moon. Chosim Ba, you concluded Mekadosh Yisrael, Rosh Chodeshim, who sanctifies Israel and the new moons. Halacha Yud Aleph. Shabbos Shechola B'chol HaShemoed, if Shabbos falls at Chol HaMoed, but Rosh Chodesh Chol Yis B'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh falls on a Shabbos, Mispal Arvus v'Shachos Amincha Sheva Brachos. You daven the same prayers for evening, morning, and afternoon. The seven blessings. Kishar Shabbos is like the other Shabbosim. V'yom Yalav Yavo B'Avoda, and you say the prayer of Yalav Yavo in the blessing of Avoda in Ritzei. The Musaf Maskel B'Brachan Tzayis Binyan Shabbos. Musaf, the middle blessing, you start talking about Shabbos. Umashin Binyan Shabbos, you also have more later on about the Shabbos. But in the middle of the blessing, you also talk about Rosh Chodesh, the holiness of that day. The Chosim Bani concludes the blessing, Rosh Chodeshim, also mentioning Rosh Chodesh. And he says, Mekadosh HaShabbos Yisrael, Rosh Chodeshim, who sanctifies Israel, Shabbos and Israel, and the new moons. B'chol Shemoed, on Chol HaMoed, Chosen Bayit includes, K'mol Shu Chosen B'Yom Tov, Shcholiyos B'Shabbos, just like on Yom Tov that falls on a Shabbos. Beis, V'Yom Tov, Shcholiyos B'Shabbos, if Yom Tov falls out on a Sunday, Spal B'Bruch Revius B'Layla, so there's a special blessing. In the fourth blessing at night, that is to say, the night of Motzoi Shabbos, of Saturday night, which is also Yom Tov, you say the special blessing. But Tadeinu Mishpatei Tzidkecha, you let us know your righteous laws. V'tamdeinu L'asos Chukei Ritzonecha, you taught us to do the statutes of your will. V'tidlanu Shom HaKinik Drishu Shabbos HaKovod Moed, you gave us the holiness of the Shabbos, the glory of the holiday, Chagigas HaRegel, the celebration of the festival. The Drishu Shabbos, the Drishu Yom Tov, Yudalta. Between the sanctity of the Shabbos and the sanctity of the Yom Tov, you separated. And the seventh day from the 6 days of work, you sanctified. You sanctified, separated and sanctified your people Israel with your holiness. Then you go on and say, you gave us, Hashem our God, holidays for joy, and the festivals and times for happiness. So in other words, the Vatzodeini prayer is sort of a Havdalah that separates between Shabbos and Yom Tov. On Matzoi Shabbos, the night after Shabbos, Saturday night, and Matzoi Yom Tov, the night after the Yom Tov, of all year you say a Havdalah, a blessing in Atachonin, or you incorporate Havdalah in the blessing of Atachonin, even though you're going to say Havdalah on a cup of wine anyway afterwards. And Chanuk and Purim, you add in the blessing of Hodah, of Modim, the prayer al Anisim. Shabbos Chol Elias B'Chanukah, if Shabbos falls on Chanukah, Master Al Anisim B'Musaf Kon Shemaski B'Shat Filas. You mention Al Anisim in the Musaf prayer just like you mention it in the other prayers. Yidalad B'mei Atainis Afilu Yochit Shesana Mosif B'Shemeit Fila Aneinu V'Chulu. On a fast day, even an individual is fasting, adds the special prayer of Aneinu in the blessing of Shemeit Fila. The Chazan says this prayer as a separate, blessing. Bengol mm-hmm. Rofe, between the blessing Gol Yisrael and Rofe Chol Emo Yisrael. And you end it, Haona Beis Tzara, or in one version of Moshiach, who answers in the time of Tzara, of affliction, and who says. Therefore, on that day, the Chazan says 20 blessings. B'tisha b'av, masifim b'vonu yishlayim, and tisha b'av v'yedim b'vonu yishlayim, racham Hashem akinu, aleinu v'al yisroa mechav, yishlayim merechav, al ira avela v'chulu. Have compassion, Hashem our God, on us, on Israel your people, on Jerusalem your city, and on the city which is in mourning, etc. Tesvav, kol yimozak, shom m'mom b'brocha shniya, merda geshem, b'mosacham merda tol. In the rainy season, in the second blessing you say, merda geshem, Hashem who makes it rain. And in the summer season, you say Merida Tal, it makes the dew come down. Mayim say, I'm a Merida Geshem. From when on do you say Merida Geshem? It feels a Musaf from Shiyot of Achun Shel Chag. You start with the Musaf prayer of the last day of Sukkot. It feels a Shachar Shel Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. Until the morning prayer of the first day of Pesach. It feels a Musaf from Shel Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. I'm a Merida Tal. And starting with the Musaf of the first day of Pesach, you switch, since it's considered summer, to Merida Tal. Tezayin, Mishivayamu b'macheshim sholom segshomim b'birchas hasholom kol zman shemaskir hageshem. Starting with the seventh day of Cheshvan, you ask for rain in the blessing of the year, which you request to give rain to the land, and you continue doing so as long as you mention the rain. In other words, all the way till Pesach. Mebedrum, and more and more, you say this Beret Yisrael. This applies in Israel. Avabashinu b'Suria b'Mitzrayim b'mkomus asmuchus la'elu. In Babylonia, in Syria, in Egypt, and other places nearby that are similar to them, we ask for rain. They don't need the rain as early as they do in Israel. They ask for rain 60 days after the onset of the season of Tishrei, of the fall season. Some places that need rain, even in the summer, like the distant islands, they do ask for rain, but not in the Birchas Hashanim, since in Israel and in most other lands it's not the time for rain there in the summer, but they do ask it as a separate request in the blessing of Shomei Tefillah. Yom Tov Shnei Yamim, those places that make a second day of Yom Tov, the places outside of Israel. Omer Moed Hageshem B'Tfilas Musaf Shal Yom Rishon Shal Shmini Atzeres. You start saying Moed Hageshem in the Musaf, the first Musaf of the eighth day of Shmini Atzeres. Uspal V'Alach Kol Yimasek Shomim, and you continue for the rest of the rainy season with the Moed Hageshem. Yuches. Kol Hashana Kula Chosim B'Bracha Shlishis Akel HaKadosh. All of the rest of the year you end the third blessing with the words Akel HaKadosh. U'Birchas Eshtei Esrei Melech Oed Tzedakah Mishpat. And the 11th blessing ends with the king who loves righteousness and justice. The 10 days between Rosh Hashanah until after Yom Kippur, Chosim B'Shlishis HaMelech HaKadosh. You end the third one with HaMelech HaKadosh, the Holy King. U'Bashtei Esrei, and the 11th one, HaMelech HaMishpat, the King of Justice. Some places they have the custom of adding in the 10 days, in the first blessing, the sentence beginning Zechreinu L'chaim. In the second blessing, they add the sentence beginning with Michamocha V'Rachamim. In the blessing of Modim, Zecharech Mecha V'Chulu. That's a longer version of what we say, Chsov L'chaim Tovim. And the last blessing, they add B'Sefer Chaim V'Chulu. The paragraph beginning with the Sefer Chaim. There's some places that in all of the 10 days of tshuva they add the brachas shlishis and the third blessing of v'chein tein pachtecha v'chein v'chulu. That whole series of paragraphs beginning with the v'chein tein pachtecha. They said that all of the 10 days. Avu Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim, but Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur proper minik pashtul. There the custom is spread everywhere. L'hosav v'shlishis to add in the third blessing of v'chein tein pachtecha v'chulu. The paragraphs beginning with v'chein tein pachtecha.